Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say this year using Rabbeinu Yonah in season 4. We're looking at chapter 5, mishnah 11, hey, Yir Aleph. A couple of weeks left of the Mishnayot, and then God willing, we'll take our summer hiatus, and God willing, come back next year, Bli Neder, Emirat Hashem, with another commentary. So here we're looking about the different temperament. Yesterday we talked about the generosity mindset, talking about how really everything is yours, and the other person's is theirs, they could use yours, giving the shirt off your back. The type of temperament to have, which I myself am not really good at yet, got to work on a day in, day out, but the best type of temperament is talked about here from the sages. Arba Midos Bideos. There are four types of temperament. Noach lichos v'noach lirtzos, one who is easily angered and easily appeased. Yatze schara behefsedo, his gain is outweighed by his loss. It's so easy to anger him. But it's so easy to calm him down. But every time you calm him down, he gets angered again. And then he gets calmed down again, angered again. That's really not good because it's offset by loss. You never know when it's a ticking time bomb. A lot of us might feel this way, that unfortunately we get angered very easily. And anger is, of course, something we're supposed to avoid at all costs. The Rambam teaches us it's one of the two things we're supposed to avoid at all costs, anger and arrogance. Not a good aspect of the quality to have. But someone who's like really difficult to anger, but then it's really difficult to appease when he does get angered. Also, the loss is offset by the gain. His loss is outweighed by his gain. You know, you can gain the fact that it's hard to get him angry in the first place. But once you get him angry, it's so difficult to calm him down. So again, it's a loss. And there's no gain, no aspect that is good in this way either. Yeah, it's good for him that he's difficult to appease, but once you get him difficult to anger, once you get him angry, don't stay in his way. He won't calm down for 10 weeks. We need to be, the best way is kasha lechos v'noach lirtzos, chassid. Someone who is angered with difficulty, but easily appeased, that is a pious person. They say about Hillel many fascinating stories in the Gemara. The Talmud points out so many interesting things about Hillel. You could have a whole lecture just on Hillel himself, how he was so poor, but he was so into V'Havdalirecha Kamocha, he literally stood on the skylight of the roof of the study hall because he was so poor, just to hear the words of Torah, and an avalanche literally covered him, and he was almost dead until they had to revive him. He is a paradigm of patience. Somebody came to him many times, the very famous story in, I think, Gemara Shabbat, where someone comes and says, please convert me on the condition that on one foot, and teach me everything you know about the Torah. And he says, everything else is commentary. Do unto others as you would like to do to yourself. The unbelievable patience to be tested by different converts. Other people came to him. Many people used to test him throughout stories in the Talmud. There was one time where he was getting ready for Shabbat, for Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos in the bathhouse or whatever that they used to do in the Talmud times. And someone came and asking questions hundreds of times. It might be a euphemism. It might be an exaggeration. They say 400 times somebody tried to ask him questions and he never got angry. Can you imagine the ability for him to work on himself so strongly not to get angered? I'd probably be angered by the first time someone bothered me on Erev Shabbos running to get ready. But he had the patience to sit down. There's also another sage who used to teach a student 400 times before the student got the material, understood the material. One time, the student saw that the rabbi was in a tiny bit of a rush, and even after the 400 times, the Gemara says, the student did not get it. The rabbi said, what's going on? Usually you get it after the 400th time. The student says, I could tell that you need to go somewhere. The rabbi needed to go to a wedding or something. The student says, I could tell that you need to go somewhere, and I couldn't focus. The rabbi then sat down, focused, taught it to him another 400 times. Amazing. Some stories in the Gemara are just mind-blowing, just fascinating. That's why I love Agadata so much. It's so interesting, so inspiring to see these things. But that's what this Pikravs teaches us. We have to be kasha lechos v'noach lirtzos, angered with difficulty but easily appeased. And noach lichos v'kasha lirtzos, rasha. Someone who's really easily angered but very difficult to appease, that's a real rasha. Because he's angry every second and it takes forever to calm him down. That's a really bad temperament to have. So Rabbeinu Yonah points out, When you're easily angered or easily appeased, the gain is offset by loss. The loss here is greater than the gain. Because what good is there in being easily appeased if his anger flares up at the slightest provocation? His behavior will be disastrous because his anger will lead him to do evil. He will sin. His anger will temporarily divert him from the proper path. Who can repair the damage he wreaks in anger? Even if he soon calms himself and is appeased. Of this, the Mishnah said, gain outweighed by loss. Angered with difficulty, appeased with difficulty, Rabbi Yonah says, in this case, the gain is greater than the loss. The man loses his temper only rarely, and then only over truly serious, intolerable offenses. For the most part, his behavior is correct. When he does get angry, he is not easily appeased, and this is unfortunate. Even so, the good outweighs the bad, because he is usually patient and tolerant. The Mishnah says, loss outweighed by his gain, but still there are elements that are good in this personality. It just has to be worked on. Angered with difficulty, easily appeased, that's pious. In most cases, for most people, anger is a great evil. As it says, an angry man is full of sin. That comes from Mishlei. Our sages tell us someone who is angry is considered as if he worships idols. Nadarim tells us that, because it's so difficult to appease. And I know myself throughout all my years, when I get angry, I feel like this feeling of like this tightening, this pulling in my chest. It's not, God forbid, a physical condition or anything like that. It's like it's a feeling of the anger pulling, like releasing within me. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good thing. Furthermore, Rabbi Yonah says, they said that the root of all sin is anger, because the anger will lead to every conceivable sin. A person can't, there's no room for Hashem or anything else, God forbid, if a person's angry and not thinking straight. There's no limit to the evil caused by anger. And yet there are times when anger will be richly rewarded, such as zealous anger, like Pinchas, who took out the people that started the whole plague, started the whole immorality in the Midbar. At those who desecrate God's name and transgress. We find this, like we just said, in the story of Pinchas, whom God praised with these words, Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, turned back my wrath from upon the children of Israel when he zealously avenged me. At times, anger is permitted and appropriate for a select few, as the sages say, any Torah scholar who does not take revenge and bear a grudge like a snake is not a Torah scholar, comes from Yuma. A Torah scholar should not easily forego his dignity. He should remember and seek restitution from those who act against him. We find this by David HaMelech, who did not forgive Shimi ben Gera's treachery. His deathbed instructions to his son Shlomo, you shall act according to your wisdom. Do not allow his white hair to go down to that grave in peace. That's actually my Haftorah from Melachim Bet in the beginning. When David is dying, he's giving his instructions to Shlomo. He says to find a way to make him be guilty so that he doesn't go down to his grave, and Shlomo figures out an ingenious solution. You're not allowed to leave your house, Shimi. You leave your house, you're dead. Basically, that's what happens. So don't let him go down. So Shaul was punished for keeping his temper, forgoing his honor when he should have upheld his dignity. And base people said, how can this person save us? They ridiculed him, did not bring a tribute for him, but he remained as one mute. That's from Shmuel Aleph. As a result, God allowed him to make the mistakes that led to his eventual punishment, and Shaul and the people had mercy on Agag, Shmuel Aleph, an act that lost him the monarchy. He was supposed to get rid of all of Amalek, and he let Agag stay, and they say that one night Agag was left alive, he was able to have a child which led it to Haman, who almost destroyed the people in the Purim story. This is what the Mishnah teaches us with the words, one who is angered with difficulty easily appeases pious. There are times when one really should get angry, but this should not come easily. There are also times when one is not permitted to remain calmly, oblivious to what is being done to him. As our ethical teachers tell us, do not be sweet, lest others swallow you. It's an excellent quality to be quickly appeased. Even in cases where anger is permitted, one should calm down, be conciliatory even while he was still angry. He should not wait for the anger to pass before allowing himself to be appeased. It is an indication of piety and good-heartedness to accept an apology while still angry. And easily angered and appeased with difficulties wicked, there is no end and no limit to his wickedness and degradation. So obviously the best is to always work on yourself day in, day out, not to get angry. And if you do get angry after difficulty, make sure you calm yourself down easily, simply, so as only to know from calm, good, wonderful things throughout all of your days. Join us next time as we talk about the four types of students who learn here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.